has happened here in America as well. They say that it can worsen the problems that racial groups experience and feel because of anti-black racism from other people of color, like Latins and Asians and Middle Eastern Americans, which probably does not happen that much, but it still is possible. Now, let's dig into the concept of how different groups experience oppression in different ways. A black transsexual woman, for instance, experiences sexism and anti-trans discrimination in addition to racism. A core concern of the term intersectionality. It's a theory, intersectionality, that there's an overlap of various social identities like race, gender, sexuality, and class. Now, let's get back to BIPOC. BIPOC, black, indigenous, people of color. That term began spreading around 2010 to better address intersectionality, and it includes all non-white people. Example, a U.S. citizen whose family comes from Mexico, India, or Iran, who have suffered at the hands of systemic and explicit racism in a dominant white society. But BIPOC specifically highlights the two main groups of people who have suffered here in the U.S., black and indigenous people, black people and Native Americans, more specifically, due to the long legacy of slavery, genocide, and European colonialism. Now, advocates for BIPOC also cite that black and indigenous people have been the most frequent victims of police violence as well. These protests here in the year 2020 against the killings of George Floyd by police officers and others contributed to a significant spike in the use of and the interest in and the talk about BIPOC on social media and in op-eds. In this context, BIPOC is specifically calling out the fact that police brutality has disproportionately hurt black Americans. And that's all I have for you today. We're hoping to be back and do this again tomorrow morning on Juneteenth, right after On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Get ready. We've got more great music and great ministries on the way. Specifically, Messenger Metric McGillander will be up at 11 a.m. with the Three of Us Ministries. Hey, listen, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you are a go-getter, then keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
As long as I have you, I don't have to look tomorrow.
I want to invite you to check out the Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
With holding nothing. With Radio station K.